I'm going to be reading the Old Testament reading, or the New Testament reading, and it's not up yet. I'm glad I came prepared, though, because I looked it up already. Somebody find it. So we're going to be reading from James 2, 14 through 26. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but does not work? Can such faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothes and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, stay warm, and be well fed, but you don't give them what the body needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith, if it doesn't have works, is dead by itself. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you faith by my works. You believe that God is good. You believe that God is one. Good. Even the demons believe, and they shudder. Senseless person, are you willing to learn that faith without works is useless? Wasn't Abraham our father justified by works in offering Isaac his son on the altar? You see that faith was acted together with his works, and by works faith was made complete. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. You see, that person is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way, wasn't Rahab the prostitute also justified by works in receiving the messengers and sending them out by a different route? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, and also faith without works is dead. This is the word of the God. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
What a wonderful day it is to be in the house of the Lord today. I'm grateful we're here with the Heightsville Baptist Youth Group. And I tell you, you talk about a strong youth group we have here. And if you all don't know me, my name is David Williams. I grew up here. And I'm so happy to be here with our youth. I'm not part of the youth group, but I am. I don't know if they claim me all the time, but I claim them. We have a wonderful group of kids. They are strong, they are powerful, and they love like no other. And if you all could experience the love that they give for Christ and community and people, then you will know what Christ is all about. And they're going to share some of their testimonies about what they experienced on their mission trip. And they're going to get up here in a minute, or here in just a second, and they're going to sing a song. And this was kind of planned last minute, so they're going to go by the seat of their pants, but they're going to be awesome no matter what. But before we do, would you all please pray with me? We're going to pray over our youth and just let the word of God work through them. Bow your heads, please. Dear Lord, we bring you these youth today. We bring them here to let them fill the air with the love of God. Let them fill the minds of others and spread your love throughout this place. With all the evil that there is, let their love overcome everything that is given throughout the day, throughout the week, Lord. Be with them as they give your love. Pray over, let all the people in here pray over them, be with them, help them grow in the youth that they are, to be good, strong Christian warriors that we need, Lord. And let them go out and spread your love. And Lord, be with Pastor Joshua as he's traveling. And be with his family for the loss of his grandmother. And Lord, and we do everything. We do it for you. In your holy, sweet name we pray. Amen. And our first person for the day, actually, they're going to come up and sing a song. That's right. All right.
Spencer.
Good morning. Most of you may know who I am. I'm Caden Ellis. I used to go here too, just like David. They kind of threw me under the bus and made me go first. So I kind of give a background. This summer, it was the last week of, or was it the first week of July?
First week of July.
First week of July. We went to Chattanooga, Tennessee for our mission trip. This is my fourth mission trip I'd been on. Praise God, because I love my mission trips. But I don't think I'd be able to go on these mission trips without God. And I know that as a fact. Through Him, He gives me my voice to speak and my feet to walk. And through Him, I'm able to go and tell everyone about God. This summer, we had the opportunity to go and serve in homeless shelters and what's it called? In Chattanooga. No, like the homeless shelters and nursing homes, assisted living. Yes. So we have plenty of stories to tell, and we could be here all day telling them, but I'm going to tell what my probably most, what I feel like tugged on my heart the most. When we were down there, there was like a store in Chattanooga where homeless people could go and they could get free food. So we'd have the buggy and we'd pull it around and get like what they needed for them. And this little kid, he came up to me and I can't remember his name, but he was the sweetest little kid. He came up and said, "Why are there so many homeless people here?" And he said, "Why am I here?" And it broke my heart because I didn't know what to tell him. And I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. But I think God is definitely taking care of him. We prayed over his family. I prayed over his family. And only God knows what's going to happen. Another story I'd like to tell, this is kind of funny. Whenever we went to the assisted living, there was a lady there. I think she was 99. And funny enough, she was actually from Lexington. And we asked her if she knew what Lancaster was. And she said that it was in walking distance of Lexington. And so I thought that was just really neat. And we were going to play Scrabble with her. And I told her I'd never played before. And she was starting to get mad because I'd never played before. And she said that if I didn't know how to play, then I can't play. So as we went on, I started playing. And then it was really neat because whenever we got there, we were going to play games and sing songs for them. And we got in there and we started singing our music, kind of like our newer songs, and we asked them what they wanted to sing. And we got like older songs like Amazing Grace, more like gospel music, and we played it for them. And I really think that it tugged on their hearts too, because a few started getting up and dancing. They said they hadn't danced in a long time, and it was amazing to see them get out of their comfort zone, and we were able to help them through what seemed like a tough time because they all seemed like they didn't have very many people coming and visiting them. So I had a lot of fun on this mission trip, and I want to thank all of you for helping support our mission trip and giving us the funds we needed to go on this mission trip. Thank you.
Amen. Good morning, y'all. The mission trip was, my name's Wyatt. The mission trip was really eye-opening and really heart-touching. The moment that really touched me the most, like Caden said, was the assisted living. Because I've never had family members that have went to assisted living, but I can only imagine having them leave from their homes and going to live somewhere else can really be devastating and hard on them to endure. But for us to be able to go in there and just raise their spirits up and let them have a good time, because when we walked in, everybody just looked so upset and just like they were just really like just not wanting to like be there and just wanted to go like do something and have fun. So for us to be able to go in there and have fun with them and get them up and dancing with the music, it just really meant a lot to me. And there was this one lady. I can't remember her name. I don't know if Caden does. Was it Dolores? It was Dolores. And I remember we came over there and we started playing songs. Because first we started off, we did like a little puppet show. And Dolores got up and started dancing. And I think it was Caden that started dancing with her first. And then he went and sat back down, and I went up there and started dancing with her. And just the smile on her face was just wonderful. Just seeing how happy and just joyful everybody was after we had left just meant a lot. And thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Spencer Jones. I've been part of Heightsville for pretty much my entire life. So I've been on about, three mission trips. So this was my third. And I'd say there was two important things that I've learned over this was, one was just being like a servant to God no matter what. And it was Pastor Tim who told me to be the best leader, you have to be the best servant. And that was one of the things I kept in mind during this mission trip. And I was serving, I was doing the homeless shelters and the food pantries, and this goes into my next thing that I learned. The biggest was to have joy no matter what happens. And I'll tell the story. I was at a homeless shelter, and I was like the waiter almost. I was giving out plates to these people. And this homeless dude came in. I guess he was real mad, stuff like that. And he like ended up cussing at me and stuff like that. And I was, what? Okay. So I got back and I was thinking about it, and I guess kind of humbled myself and just, I shouldn't really be affected by that because, I mean, God's working no matter what. I mean, it's important to have joy. I think that's really the most two important things that I've learned over the time. Thank you for allowing me to go on this mission trip and giving the funds for us as a whole.
Hello, I'm Lori Burkhead, and I'm one of the newest members of Hydesville group, youth group. To give some backstory on how you all and the mission trip impacted my life, before I came to Hydesville, my parents had a divorce, and it ended up that I had to flee my own mom's house because she had a mental breakdown. I was in the midst of healing, trying to anyways, and searching for a new church home. We came to Hydesville, which my dad went to whenever he was a youth, and it was, I said from at the beginning of looking for a church, I didn't want to go to a church where everybody knew me as either my grandfather's daughter or granddaughter or my dad's daughter. Ended up coming to Hydesville, which is where my dad went to youth. But this youth group really helped me heal. And in the midst of that, Miss Jeannie told our group that there's a mission trip. And at first, I'm just like, I'm new. I probably shouldn't go. I wouldn't know what I'm doing. I've never been on a mission trip. But God kind of told me, no, you are going to go, whether you like to or not. Which probably was one of the best decisions I have made, except the best decision was following Christ, but probably my second best decision. Through the mission trip, we got to meet a bunch of people, and during it, we were doing devotion that evening. About halfway through, we went to Habitat for Humanity, which was a place, like a restore, that helped homeless people and come into their house and helped rebuild it. While we were doing that, one of my jobs was to go through some stuff and pick out all the broken stuff and throw it away. During that, I found a huge crate, and I just started going through it, and a bunch of other youth that were there started to join in. We found a little note. It was like a message in a bottle. On it said, it was Philippians 4:6. I use ESV version. I don't know which version you all use, but it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Which really helped, because anxiety was a huge factor in my life and my family's life. But God laid that on my heart. And we found out later that evening that we are going to be going through Philippians 4, 1 through 9. Which, if you know the numbers, 6 is pretty much in the middle of that. And unfortunately, I would show you the message in the bottle type thing, but after we read it, we don't know where it went. But that verse really laid onto my heart. And just being able to see all of the faces and just going through that, anxiety was constant because I was always nervous I was going to mess up or I was going to do something wrong. After that, I kind of chilled out and just listened to what God wanted me to do, which was very, very eye-opening because there was people who were homeless. There was people who didn't know Christ, and I know that if they don't accept Christ, that I won't yet see them again. So just being able to pray and we gave out bracelets that had Bible verses on them. I hope and I pray every day that the people I met and the people I don't know will come to Christ. And that mission trip really helped me heal. And I hope that it helped I was able to help others learn about Christ. Thank you.